This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirabbil alamin was salatu was salam ala ashrafil mursalin sayidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, night number 30, the last night of Ramadan, and tomorrow the last day of fasting. May Allah accept from all of us what we've achieved thus far, and whatever remains, whatever good that is still left, may Allah bless us with it. There's always an opportunity. Every last moment of Ramadan we should take as an opportunity. Remember that beautiful hadith that Nabi says, every night, every evening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala basically looks at a portion of the people of Jahannam, and He expiates, he saves them on the day on that evening. And so there is a group of people who are, their status with Allah is not that good, but through their du'as and through their worship on this night will be set free from Jahannam. May Allah grant that we are all set free from Jahannam. Amen. Amen. This evening we don't have a program. We rushed to finish yesterday. So I'll start off with the announcements, and then we have some reflections and questions perhaps. But first announcements. The first matter, that matter of fitrah or zakat al-fitr. Zakat al-Fitr, as the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we're done with the month of Ramadan, our Ramadan fasting is presented to Allah. How we fasted. And some of us, mashallah, fasted well, and some days we did good, some days we didn't do so well. Some days we said things we weren't supposed to, we looked at things we weren't supposed to. And Zakat al-Fitr is that little, small amount of charity that we give that purifies our fasting, so when it gets to Allah, it's polished. That's what the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions. So, if you want to perfect your fasting, you have to pay your Zakat al-Fitr. And Zakat al-Fitr is on every single person, for you and those who are dependent on you. Your kids, your wife, if you are looking after them. It's 77 Rand per person. And ideally, you should be, either you give it to an organization, a masjid or sanzef, whatever, and then they take it. But it's given to the poor in the form of food. And so that means while you are enjoying your Eid breakfast or lunch, someone is eating because of you. And that is the, as we said, you know, there's a saying, the worst sound is for people to hear you eating while they're hungry. That's the worst sound. And so we want to make sure that nobody is hungry, especially the Muslims, is hungry on the day of Eid while we are feasting. And that is the concept of Zakat al-Fitr. So everybody needs to, inshallah, if you can, if you really can't afford Zakat al-Fitr, 77 per person, whatever you can, inshallah. Fidya, we said this, we spoke about this, fidya is for the person who can never fast, is unable to fast completely. They don't have to pay it tomorrow or before the end of on the day of Eid. You can pay your fidya after, it's a debt that is owed. And you need to, inshallah, try and pay it before the next Ramadan, if you can. Some people mention, especially pensioners, like, I'm too old to fast, but I'm also too, I don't have fidya. I can't pay, I mean, fidya now is about 28 Rand per day. If you times 30, it's almost 1,000 Rand for the month. It's difficult for a pensioner to pay 1,000 Rand in one go. So it doesn't need to be paid now. It can be paid in stages. You just have to feed one person one meal. That is the concept of fidya. Then the issue of Eid or Labarang, alhamdulillah, as is per the Sunnah, we will be having an Idgah or a Mass Eid. Idgah means Mass Eid, Eid Salah, in the road, inshallah, weather permitted, here in Wales Street. And this was the Sunnah, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in Masjid al-Nabawi, the second holiest place on earth. On the day of Eid, he said, we will leave the Masjid, we'll get a big open area, because the Masjid wasn't big enough for everyone. And the whole community must come, the men, the women, the children, even the ladies who never came to the Masjid. MashaAllah, some ladies, they in the house, secluded in their hijab, he called them, even you ladies must come out. Everybody must attend the Eid Salah. So this is a great Sunnah. And it's only befitting that here in Bukab, which is the home of Islam in this country or in the southern hemisphere, as some people mention, we should be reviving sunnahs like this. And so alhamdulillah, please, if you're on the area or in the area, or if you came to town for work, you sat in traffic for work, sit in traffic for the Eid Salah, inshallah, here in the Bukab. So when you look at the history and the revival series, Allah favored this little patch of land that is the Bukab. Allah favored it. Wallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed it. Surely He has blessed it. The masajid that still remains and the legacy that still remains is something that blessed, and we thank Allah for it. So alhamdulillah, all of us are attached to this area. And so inshallah, join us for the Idgah, inshallah. What else? The Mahrajan. So as we also mentioned that there would be a cooking of food, alhamdulillah. And this is something which is known. as a community, that we are a community in this land. One of the reasons why we are so integrated and so cared for in terms of our non-Muslim neighbors, look, we're only 2 to 5% of the population. Yet every single one of you at work, your colleagues are you know, it's either eat to Wednesday or Thursday. When are you taking off? And they're willing to accommodate you. I mean, I lecture at UCT and I already have people, you just tell me which day and I'll send in for you. Subhanallah. And we're like three Muslim lecturers on one module. So it's sort of like, people don't even have they're happy to assist and happy to support us as a community. Well, alhamdulillah, one of the reasons is that when we give, we don't only give ourselves. We want to make sure that we're part of this country and that nobody should be hungry, Muslim or non-Muslim. And therefore, we must continue this legacy of giving, of being charitable, and more so at the end of Ramadan when we felt a bit of hunger, cook that pot of food. As a group, you're all part of a WhatsApp group, you have a family WhatsApp group. Say, guys, we want to show our thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not only giving shukr to Him, but we want to feed, besides my fitrah, which feeds a Muslim, I want to feed a non-Muslim on the day of Eid. And I want them to know, it is the Muslims that when we celebrate our acts of worship, our Christmas, if you will, we celebrate with the entire community. And so make that effort. As we said, I don't know, a pot of food is, you know, 4,000, it's a lot. But if you're in a group of, you know, 10 people, 20 people, then it's not so much. But you be that person to go and say, I'm looking for 20 people. Who's going to join me? And we're going to either cook that pot of food or we're going to contribute to it. And so may Allah grant that this is for us to build our community and strengthen our position here in this community. And inshallah, if you can, don't feel shy. Bring your barakat to work the next day. Let them also enjoy that Eid barakat as well. Alhamdulillah. Okay, I think I've covered all the key announcements. Then, of course, just once again to thank the Musallis and to thank, we have a mashallah, wonderful program here throughout the month. And for those online as well, alhamdulillah, we've got a huge following online. We say jazakallah khair to them. They don't get the chance to get I know most of you are here just for the prize giving, the lucky draw. I know that's why half of you are here. They're not here. So their sincerity is 100% sincere. They follow for the sake of, alhamdulillah, we thank them. We hope to see them, inshallah. So we end the series, well, alhamdulillah, a series that at the very last moment, we sort of, I was thinking very long and hard, what series should we do? And I think it was a good choice. And reflections, everyone would have different reflections. My reflections, of course, are, you know, is that, alhamdulillah, as bad as situation, we all know the Ummah is not in a great state. The state of the Ummah is not great. But we've been through it, man. We've been through it. We've experienced it. We've suffered. We've struggled. And we will get out of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised we will get, inshallah, we'll get out of it. And we don't have to wait for a Mahdi, an Imam Mahdi to come. Yes, that time will come. Maybe it's soon, maybe not soon. But we are all responsible for the well-being of the Ummah. And alhamdulillah, this tiny community here in South Africa, here in Cape Town in particular, we punch above our weight and we should continue to do so. We should continue our, you know, maybe we can't, subhanAllah, we are even impacting things on a global scale. We just look at the ICJ and we are impacting things on a global scale. 50 Muslim countries, and it's our country that is able to stand up in front of the world. That does not come from nothing. That does come from our input. And so, alhamdulillah, we continue as Muslims in this tiny minority to write the future of this ummah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses every generation with a set of problems, but He also blesses that generation with the people, with the skills, with the resources, with the expertise to solve that problem. It only requires the will. It only requires the sincerity. It requires that generation to make the effort. And so every single one of us should commit to doing something for the ummah, whether it is just your corner masjid, your kids' madrasa, whether it's the ulama, the imjis, whatever it is, choose a problem. We've got so many problems. Choose one, make it your own, and contribute. And inshallah, as the series showed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring success from nowhere. The smallest of people, the smallest of inputs can have great success. And sometimes the biggest of things don't achieve the barakah, but it is the sincerity that counts. Are there any questions, any reflections that anybody else would like to share? I'll give an opportunity to ask. Online, if you're following online, you can also ask on YouTube. I'm tired of talking now. Uncle Said?
For me, what was interesting, Chef, was that over this millennium, we've seen Islam spread to conquest also through battle. In the current environment that we are, Islam is spreading at a rapid rate, but not through any kind of conflict. through very different means. And there's not a corner in the world that I know of where you can't find a Muslim. Your thoughts on that?
Alhamdulillah, Uncle Saeed mentioned that in the past, perhaps we could have said that through conquest and through might, because we're strong, Islam spread. Now we are in a very, very weak situation, yet Islam is still spreading. What can we mention on that? So remember that hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah rolled the world out for the Nabi ﷺ, and he showed him the furthest point, east and west. And the Nabi said, I saw my ummah, there will be Muslims in that area. And alhamdulillah, the first point south is us. And alhamdulillah, we are that. You know, that's a great testimony. We will be the people that will testify that. In the southernmost tip of Africa, La ilaha illallah was kept up by us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we said, has made the Islam is strong and it will spread. And we know that anybody that openly, you know, looks at Islam, is exposed to Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring their hearts to Islam. And something as Gaza, which is such a terrible situation we're going through, is a means by which many, many people are looking at, subhanAllah, they look at people, they've lost their homes, they lost their family, their kids, they sit there, and they, instead of screaming and shouting, they say, Walhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, tears in their eyes, their heart is broken, but the iman comes first. And this person is sitting there, in wherever they are in the world, with all their gadgets and enjoyment, they think, this person's strength, I don't have. What gives this person strength to continue? Why don't these people give up or surrender? They have something which, wallahi, they envy. And you know, as much as the world is moving towards atheism and God is not part of your life, when a person that doesn't have Allah sees a person that has iman, when your colleagues see that you're fasting and that you say, look, I'm going to make salah, I'm going to Jumu'ah, there is an envy in that. Everybody wants to find and experience his or her creator. And so therefore, alhamdulillah, with technology, with the deen as it is, and as we're spreading, whoever exposes themselves to Islam will have no, you know, it will naturally, it is the truth, it is the haqq, it is Allah's revelation, and that is why we're seeing people flocking to this religion. Jazakallah khair for the question, Uncle Saeed. Without us trying, people are flocking to the deen, alhamdulillah. Anybody else? No? Yeah. The sisters must also ask a question, because they've been very quiet this month. Yes, Uncle Kiyango?
The question of the Mujaddid, which you mentioned, is every 100 years or so. What are we looking at the turn of the century? And how do we recognize that particular person?
Yeah, very good question. So we started the series, in fact, this series was supposed to be on the different mujaddids. And the problem with that is, so if we remember, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that at the turn of every century, there would be someone that is there to revive the deen, that will bring people back to the deen. That is the sort of the role of the mujaddid. And that's why we always use the word revival and not reform. We don't have to fix anything with Islam. Islam is fixed. We stray away and it brings someone to bring us, reignite Islam in our hearts. And so the Prophet says that there will, for every turn of the century, there would be at least be one mujaddid. Doesn't mean limited to one person or a group or a movement. And as you can imagine, over the last 14 centuries, scholars have differed as to who they were. They only almost agree on two people. They agree, number one, that the first is Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Everybody almost agrees he was the first mujaddid. And then a large majority agrees that Imam Ghazali might have been the mujaddid of his century. Between that, there's a lot of different opinions. And it could be for our region. I mean, for us, as I said, there's undoubtedly, when Tuan Guru was alive, he was the mujaddid of our time here in South Africa. I mean, he basically brought Islam to the hearts of the people by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's a beautiful anecdote when it mentions that when Salahuddin was in school in a Nizamiyya, studying the syllabus of Imam Ghazali, by that time the Crusaders had conquered Jerusalem already, right? And the Sheikh was saying to the class, Allah will send a Mujaddid, and that Mujaddid inshallah will bring Jerusalem back. And everybody asked, you know, who is it, who is that? And Salahuddin picks up his hand and says, Ya Sheikh, I make dua, I'm that man. This is a tradition, this is a well-known story, that Salahuddin as a young boy said, I will be that Mujaddid, and I will bring Jerusalem by the grace of Allah. So yes, we are humble and we shy, but everybody should make dua that we and our efforts will either be part of that revival, or I will be that reviver. Make it in your niyyah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you part of the revival of this ummah, inshallah. So we don't know, but we make the effort as if though it would be us. Ameen. Ameen. For the sisters, mashallah, very humble and modest. Any questions from the sisters?
We're listening.
Alhamdulillah, very good. Okay, so then without, if there's no further comments or questions, then inshallah we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts all our deeds, our fasting, our charity, our salah, our du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to be better people at the end of Ramadan. May Allah bless us with many, many, many more Ramadans. May Allah keep us and our community safe and secure. Oh, there's a question. Okay.
I have a question. I just want to say shukran to you.
Okay. Jazak.
It's been an amazing series and I've had so many comments from my friends that I've shared it with.
Shukran.
Allah bless you and increase you.
Ameen, ameen.
It's definitely been a revival of the youngsters. We appreciate you.
Shukran so much. I always mention that there's a big team behind the scenes. I'm just the pretty face, but alhamdulillah, the team does all the hard work behind, and I think Ubaid and Butamoyimin and the rest of them that does all the work. So we on behalf of all of us, we're really appreciative. And may Allah grant us sincerity, and it's really humbling to know that little bits that we do, the small efforts that we do, goes sort of far and wide, and we don't even know where it ends up. And wherever there's benefit in it, well, alhamdulillah. But jazakallah khair, we appreciate the comments, and it means a lot to us. And may Allah accept and continue God us to do good. And for all of us, again, as I said, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with many more opportunities to worship Him. Ultimately, the ultimate objective is that we get to Allah with good deeds, and He's given us this Ramadan, He's given us this opportunity, and we ask that He gives us many more opportunities until we reach Jannah. Ameen. And we make dua for all those who are struggling and suffering. I mean, we talk about this revival series. Can you imagine what it must be like in Gaza or Kashmir, or Uyghurs who are not allowed to practice the Islam, or people forced not to fast, you know, hoping and waiting for when is the Nasr of Allah going to come? We make dua Allah brings it very soon to them, and that we are able to see it. We ask Allah that we can see that our, you know, the Ummah is strengthened, and we ask Allah for forgiveness and to pardon us and to grant us all Jannat al-Firdaus. Shukran so much, and I hope you all have a wonderful, blessed Eid and a bayi slamat for labaran. Shukran so much. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad wa sahbihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.